Cuba's crackdown on dissidents has had some political fallout in Washington. The Bush administration has condemned Cuba for sentencing nearly 80 dissidents to long-term jail terms, and it is considering further punitive measures. Advocates for easing the Cuban embargo see little chance the administration would consider such a move. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Congressman Bill Delahunt, a Massachusetts Democrat, founded a bipartisan working group on Cuba that has been advocating an easing of travel and trade restrictions. He still argues that Fidel Castro's crackdown on dissidents reinforces the group's view that the 40-year-old embargo hasn't worked.
While we decried what recently occurred to the dissidents in Cuba, we remember what they have said to us, which is open up, lift the travel ban, remove the embargo. It helps us in the cause of our needs and our aspirations within Cuba.
But another member of the Cuba Working Group, Iowa Republican Jim Leach, acknowledges that the Bush administration has what he calls a firm set of policies on Cuba. And Leach adds, few on Capitol Hill are really ready to challenge the White House now.
There are issues like opening up trade that Congress could deal with, but it would be likely to be vetoed at this time. And so Cuba is kind of a back burner issue on Capitol Hill.
The U.S. business community is also easing up the pressure on the Bush administration, according to John Kovalik, president of the U.S.-Cuba Trade and Economic Council.
In 2002, U.S. companies were acting pretty much in open defiance of the Bush administration with respect to not only wanting to engage in currently authorized commerce with Cuba, but wanting to do more. But the events of the last 30 days have resulted in the business community doing a 180-degree turn.
Kavalik says companies have postponed trips to Cuba. Brian Alexander runs the Cuba Policy Foundation, an anti-embargo lobbying group. He says the Bush administration, following its victory in Iraq, is feeling emboldened. He sees a diminishing political will to confront the administration on an issue like Cuba.
At the very least, for the moment, we are in a holding pattern. Castro's actions have been so volatile, and I think have upset so many people, that the prospects are dimmer than ever that efforts to ease the embargo will succeed this year.
In fact, the U.S. this month imposed more restrictions on travel to Cuba by Americans involved in education exchanges. The Bush administration is now reportedly considering cutting the so-called remittances, payments that Cuban Americans send back to their families. Alexander says before making such a move, President Bush would have to carefully weigh the political ramifications in South Florida.
The mantra down there is that we hate Castro, but we love Grandma. And for the United States to embark on a policy that might punish Castro but would also hurt Grandma, I think could have a serious negative impact in South Florida.
A White House press spokesman says it's premature to talk about such measures. He says the administration is just in the brainstorming stage as it considers how to respond to Cuba's crackdown. Even pro-embargo lobby groups are hesitant to propose cutting remittances. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.